The House will come to order and the members will please take their seats. Members and visitors in the gallery, please rise for the prayer. We are pleased to have with us today Reverend Andy Oliver from Allendale United Methodist Church in St. Petersburg at the invitation of Representative Webb. Reverend Oliver, please approach the well.
Let us pray. O God of the oppressed, we have lost our way. Some, O God, feel it is acceptable to ask your presence here in this chamber, yet not okay to advocate for the folks that our laws sometimes marginalize. How is it, O God, now too political to advocate for the working class and for those living in poverty, folks who increasingly can't afford Florida? Why is it too political to pray for our teachers and state employees to be paid enough for food on their tables and roofs over their heads? Oh God, is it now too political to pray for your creation, calling for regulations to turn around climate change? Is clean water now too political? And why is it, oh God, too political to demand the dismantling of white supremacy and racism from a state whose laws support voter suppression, target the disproportionate incarceration of black and brown people, and do harm to the undocumented? When, oh God, did it become too political for a woman to make her own medical decisions or for a child to want to attend school without guns? How, oh God, is it too political to pray for LGBTQ people who, in the year 2020, simply desire protections for housing and jobs? Is it political to pray for the well-being of transgender children who are at the greatest risk of suicide, whose colors I wear around my neck today, who want to be called by their correct pronouns and be allowed medical treatment? Remind us, O God, that you did not create the marginalized and oppressed political, but all your children you created in your image and you called them good. We lost our way when we chose to politicize their very existence. If we're not affected by minimum wage or the threatened with deportation, if we can afford health care, or if the color of our skin or the faith we practice or the person we love doesn't dictate how we are treated, then it's easy for us to politicize the lives of others. So forgive us, we pray. Embolden us to speak out for the vulnerable. Quiet us to listen to their voices. Convict us to put your people before party, and liberate both the oppressed and the oppressor in your longing for beloved community. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Clerk will unlock the machine and the members will record.